When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Let's get back to the Daytona 500. It did rain, and the rain hung around for a while, but we did get the race in under the lights. And kind of typical of super speedways, a lot of pack racing, and then the big one and a lot of bent-up cars.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you had basically three big wrecks in the last 20 laps, and the last one proved decisive where Cole Custer and Denny Hamlin got together, turned sideways. William Byron happened to slip by him on the outside, which is the lane that he had picked as the one that he was going to go to under any circumstances, and got to the checkered flag just a little bit ahead of Tyler Reddick, who also slipped through the wreck. And that was the second in a row for William Byron, second Daytona 500 in a row, making him just the fifth driver in NASCAR history to win that race back-to-back.
So he goes to victory lane in the legendary 24. Once upon a time, Jeff Gordon was behind the wheel. Now he's a big wheel at Hendrick Motorsports. So William Byron, they get it done. And I'm sure all the team owners, all the drivers know what they're in for when you go to Daytona or you go to Talladega. That's just part of the deal.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And the thing is, now that Atlanta has been repaved in 2021, they are using the Super Speedway package at Atlanta as well. So you will see basically two Super Speedway packages in a row, even though Atlanta's a mile shorter than Daytona. But you will see the pack racing there at Atlanta as well. And it won't be until then they do a road course at Austin, Texas. And then finally, once they get to Phoenix this year, it's a traditional oval with an open motor.
Yeah. And when you look at what transpired at the Daytona 500, it is amazing to me the safety features built into these vehicles, because there were some horrific wrecks. And once upon a time, as a motorsports fan, you would be, I hope that guy is okay. Now it's almost assumed, because of the technology, not only in the track with the safer barriers, et cetera, but just the safety features in these vehicles, it is incredible.
It absolutely is. I mean, the headrests alone make a huge difference. The head and neck restraints that they are required to wear the same. And the roll cage within the car, the greenhouse where the driver sits, is like a cocoon. And it's very, very bolstered and very safe. I mean, you saw the car of Ryan Preece when Christopher Bell got turned at the front of the pack and came back and launched Priest into the air. His car rolled, landed on the roof, and, you know, just a few minutes later, he was out of the car on the way to the infield care center, released from there, and looked to be in pretty good shape. So, I mean, it is a testament to the safety that has evolved throughout the NASCAR ranks over the last 20-some years.
Yeah, just absolutely incredible. So William Byron, the early leg up when it comes to the playoffs, I mean, that's a really nice cushion. You get that win early, you're almost assured of being in the playoffs.
Oh, he will be in the playoffs. I mean, I can all but guarantee that. You know, unless we have 17 or 18 different winners and that's the only race he wins. Right. But William vowed this year last year, he won three of the first eight races and didn't win again. Did make it to the championship four, but finished third. This year, the first thing he promised after he got out of the car at Daytona was that I'm going to carry this momentum throughout the season. And so I look for him to win more than three races this year, and I think he will be a strong contender for the championship.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.